Any way you can check is Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. The website, you can listen to my programs. You can get the meditation, the 7-minute meditation at no cost. You've got, you know, downloads, and you've got iPhones, and the other one, which I can't remember. And it's no charge. And if you get it, the 7-minute meditation, it's remarkable. It's beautiful. It doesn't require you to learn anything. There's something wrong with learning religion. You must not learn it. It must be intuitive. What is the word I'm looking for? It is a word that means something, understanding from within. Educare. Educare means to bring forth from within, not slept on like a coat of paint, okay, that withers in the sun. So please consider coming to my website, fhu.com, Foundation of Human Understanding. And the phone number of the office is 800-877-3227. Day and night. My clock was all wrong. I don't mean my face, if you know what I mean. Oh, I do have a few minutes to go? Good Lord. It doesn't make any sense. Well, it does make sense. Well, 2 clocks in the room are wrong, and you are right. All right, thank you very much. I should take the opportunity of giving you the address again. My name is Roy Masters, and you can go to my website, and there are books, there are pamphlets, there is the Sunday morning conversations on video for 2 hours every week. You can see it anytime you want to. The office number is 800-877-3227. And you will have a delightful operators, you know, answering your questions. We've only got one person in the office right now. That's how busy we are. But that's it. Because the world is absorbed right now and in danger of civil war, which I spoke about yesterday. I haven't had anybody fight me on this. I'm happy to take you on from all the things I've said. But so far, no, you either dare not call me, or you agree with me. But see, the problem we have is our lack of virtue. That's what's wrong with America. And I don't have to name it again. Drugs, alcohol, same-sex love, no-fault divorce, drugs, alcohol, you know, anger, violence, anxiety, legal drugs as well as illegal drugs. It all blinds you. You are blinding yourself to the fact there's something wrong with you. And that is how you got Obama. He rose to the occasion of your needs. But his predecessors demoralized you for 60 years. I've been in the air for 55 years. I've seen the devastation of the virtue of America. You have to have it back. And you've got to get it back quickly. I will show you the way back to it. I will show you exactly a very simple thing when you can close the door and sit quietly. And within minutes, seconds, something will change your life forever, and it will be effortless. You will not be the same person. You do not want to be the same person that came into the world and the world came into you when you came into the world. That's not natural. What you need is freedom. What you need is the constitution of paradise, paradise lost. What Adam could have had, but he didn't. So only one man sinned and spread this sin like a disease through the whole human race. But redemption is at hand because you weren't born guilty.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Good evening. I'm sorry about me running over time or jumping across to the new time zone where we begin the program all over again, and I left Johnny behind. Are you there, Johnny?
Yes, sir.
You have a question, so I'll help you with it.
Yes. I was wondering something, you know, when you meditate, is it something like seek ye the kingdom of God and everything will follow?
It all falls into place, yes. Your whole life falls into place without any effort. You see, and also misery and suffering comes from, well, something similar.
Uh-huh.
In other words, all your misery, all your suffering, all the endless loops of thoughts, all your anxiety, everything you do is wrong. You make all the mistakes. You get angry with yourself. Everything that takes you away from yourself is effortless. It is because every time you get upset, a little bit, a big bit, well, never mind what it is, the more you get excited, the more you get upset. Between the two, being excited, love, which is not really love, is all those feelings of love and hate, they've got to go. And those feelings are inspired by dark side, by the dark side of the force, and it makes you feel like you're normal when you're angry. You're like everybody else. And everybody else whose anger, who covers it up, can look like a nice person, and that nice person can screw your head with his niceness, because it is not as nice as it really appears to be. I don't know how to say this to you, but you have to have a clean, you must not have any emotions in you. There must not be a feeling of, wow, I've got a lot of money. Look at my nice new car. Isn't she a sweet, beautiful woman, Dad? And the excitements have got to go, because they're programming you. Anything that excites, anything that makes you mad, now that does not make you a doormat. It doesn't make you nothing. But in a sense, you have to have the pathway through you, not cluttered in up by feelings of worth that is worthless, because the fulfilling of the world is in conflict with God. So what you need is to sit still and give up your infection of the world, your inbreathing of the world around you, and you must be inbreathed differently. You must be if I may use the word, programmed to the Father's will. Loyal, loving to the Father's will, because if you do not love the Father within you, you will be living, be giving yourself to the dark Father outside you, which will bring you the most terrible outcomes that you can imagine. And you, and with that will come all kinds of anxieties and fears that you have to take medicine for, drugs for, psychiatrists for, religion for, and none of it works. None of it. You'll get worse and worse and worse until the doctors will give you up and say only God can help you now. See? It, life is for you to find that relationship that you had it when you were born. You had something in you when you were born, and you, when you were a little kid, you could see clearly the injustices and the foolishnesses of your parents, and you can see the world around you, and sooner or later something got to you. Someone degraded you, made you feel useless. Whatever that was, you have to let that go. You have to be willing to let it go. Even if you can't let it go, you must be willing, and you must be willing to find, to seek and find what that is that can relieve you of what was put into you when you came into the world, born into sin, born into a culture. And whatever that culture is your constitution. Now, the American Constitution is remarkable in this sense. It's as close to the Bible as anything could be. But it's not for good people. That won't make you a good person. The Constitution doesn't make you good people at all. It only protects you from the bad ones. Do you see that?
Yes.
And so when you find it within you, you have the Constitution of Jesus in you, and you need not need to worry about what to learn anything, because God knows everything in a moment, in every moment. And you will know what you need to do without planning, without thinking ahead. If he says this to me, I will say that to him. No, you are free to go. And when things happen, when bad things come your way or good things come from your way, you will automatically and effortlessly express the will of your Creator on earth as it is in heaven. That's it. And the relationship between you and the Father will grow until there's no death at all.
Thank you very much.
I hope it makes it simple.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Okay. I have lots of books. And I'm looking at one book, Understanding, Surviving the Comfort Zone. You know, it's one of the few books I ever mentioned. It is quite a remarkable book. In the end of the book, it says the poor will always be with us. And but it has all the information. Every one of my books, if you go to my website, FHU.com, you'll see. You'll see, and you can just peruse them. Pick a book and peruse them. But before you do anything, if you've enjoyed my program and got a grip on something, got a bead on something, it feels like a breath of fresh air. It means that you've recognized where I'm coming from, but it's not where I'm coming from isn't my flesh. It isn't my words. Something speaks to me. I can have a program prepared. I have one up on the screen. I read one line, and the rest of it was ad-libbing. Anyway, Patrick, we have another call. Hello, Patrick.
Hello.
What can I do for you?
Well, good to talk to you, Roy. And a question. My job... I'm an offshore, deep sea lobsterman, commercial
yes.
fisherman. gone for 2 weeks at a time. I have a six-year-old son. I'm only home like 2 days out of a time, out of a 2 days every 2 weeks, and being gone that time, does that, can I effectively be a father? My would be my question, and I've never meditated. And my second question would be, in my job where we work so much, could I fit meditation in somewhere in my job or my boat?
Well, it's only if you have a computer, or
yep,
you can have one of those inexpensive ones that fits in your wallet, has earphones, okay, and it has a charger, and it fits in your wallet, and it's got everything in it you need.
Yep.
Or if you, there's the 7-minute meditation, that's really all you need ever. And so you got 7 minutes a couple of times a day, but it would be nice if you got the whole kit and caboodle, meaning only bother with the first part that's called 7-minute meditation, and don't bother with the rest of it for some time, because you'll appreciate it so much more when your mind is clear and you have completed the journey inward. And then and even so, you may not need the rest of it. So I'm talking everybody out of buying something, so I become a pauper if I'm not careful. But the meditation, the 7-minute meditation, has no religious words in it, and for some reason it joins you to God. And then there's no need for you to worry, because your children will be looking forward to you coming home. And
yeah,
and when with respect to a father who goes out hunting, let's, in the early days, assuming, and the wife stays home and takes care of the kids, they may not come home for days to bring home the booty, correct?
Yeah.
That's the nature of the father. He's not running away, you know, from being a father. He's being a father by dealing in dangerous situations and coming home and bringing home the bacon. However,
yeah,
it would be nice if you had a different job, but I'm assuring you get a good income from that, don't you?
That's right.
Yes.
I'm 38 years old. A lot of baby mama drama. You know, I can't couldn't work out with the mother, so I don't know if I call it a broken home, but I'm trying to navigate that, being a father. And
You have a problem with your wife, you say?
I don't have a wife. She'd be the mother of my son. I try and learn how to navigate. She got a lot of rage.
But I don't quite understand. So he was born out of wedlock?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
But is she loyal?
That's a good question. I don't know how to answer that.
Is she a decent mother?
She is a decent mother. She loves my son a lot, so.
And your son loves you too?
I'd say she does, yes.
Well, you know, you need to be more direct, because it is what it is. As a status quo. But if the mother is not good, you need to find some other way of being a father and mother to that kid somehow, even if you earn less. If she's a decent woman, she will not turn him towards, away from you. As long as she's not part of stealing his loyalty to her, it is the best you can do for the time being. And so, but when you meditate, and since I'm not sitting in your shoes, I will not know what to do. But if you meditate and find clarity and intuition, a magical thing will happen And I do not know what that magical thing is, but it has its right. own way of surprising you.
Yeah. So I need to make every effort to do this meditation on this vessel, even though we work, you know, 16 to 18 hours a day.
It's only 7 minutes.
Sleep is yeah. basically what we do.
That's right. It's only 7 minutes, but it's the seven yeah. very vital minutes.
Okay.
And you'll see that your work, is much easier, and your tiredness is less tired. That you could work yeah. another 24 hours, and it won't bother you.
Yeah.
Is it got a strange quality to it of endurance?
Yeah.
You kind of like what you have anyway, don't you? The meditation, you know, the be still and know. I recommend
I've never meditated.
Oh, you haven't never meditated? Then
no.
Okay, fair enough. Then you use the one that I suggest first. And it's only 7 minutes.
Yeah.
And stay with it for a couple of months. Only a couple of
yeah.
only 7 minutes, a couple times a day, in early in the morning, in the evening.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, a couple times a day.
Yes,
I'm trying to do
fine.
That. I mean, once might be all I can do. I don't know.
That would work fine.
Yeah.
It depends upon who you are. It
yeah.
depends upon the yeah. sincerity. If a person isn't sincere, nothing works.
Yeah.
Don't expect yeah. anything. Just let it surprise you.
Yeah.
And let it surprise you the effect you have on that wife you've got, or your, you know, that lady friend you have with this child.
Yeah.
You'll see the effect it has on her, and you will not right. know how it's why it's happening. And same
yep.
with your son. Everything
yep.
changes.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. 800-866-8883. Let me change the subject. Or, let me see if I can change the subject just a wee bit. I want to discuss something from 2005. I wrote this on that day, Sunday, October the 23rd, 2005. Sympathy for the Devil. Let me read a little bit. You know, you may not know when I leave off reading, because reading to me isn't natural. And it's me, of course I can read, but when I'm expressing the purpose of God on earth as it is in heaven, it's not exactly perfect. But since I'm getting a little older, I get a little help from this. I enjoy some of the things I've said. I said, I say that. And usually I end up not going through the whole. This is 7 pages. And you can get a copy of it. So let me read sufficiently so that when you go to my website, it's The Altered Mind, Sympathy for the Devil. And it's Sunday, October 23rd, 2005, by yours truly. Whoever intimidates and draws first blood of resentment is in control of all your emotions and your life. Abusers live through you without knowing it. Abuser doesn't realize that when they abuse you, they've mesmerized you. You see, that's just that's an ad-lib aspect to what I just read. Resentment in you opens the door to the unconscious, a compelling life of choices that are always serving the manipulator. Infected with resentment, the cure does not come easily. it will get worse if it doesn't get better. Unlike the flying monkey army of Oz, the death of your personal witch, Wicked Witch of the East, will not release you from her bondage. The hypnotic rapport, known as post-hypnotic stress disorder, connects you to an unbreakable chain of exploiters, society's sickest members. Political operatives seeking the downfall of this country always exploit the anger and frustration generated by the very stresses they create. They also exploit the emotional atmospheres of disasters such as 9/11 attack. Oh, that's a little bit earlier, that, isn't that right? That's about right, though, isn't it? Yes, it is. Of the Iraqi war. At the same moment, they angrily point fingers of blame on the innocent. You remember how when we lost 3,000 people killed in the Twin Towers? And how many people blamed the government or whatever and blamed all the wrong people? When horrible things happen, when evil stalks the world, and you find it out, and you realize somebody is not as good as they seem to be, and you stand up, you'll have a chorus of people degrading you. See, there are people who, like a certain politician that is standing up rather bravely, he's not going to knock him down, which is quite remarkable. Not saying I would vote for him. But the point is, it's a remarkable and wonderful sight to see a person standing his ground against everybody and expressing the idea of unfairness, God knows what, in such a way we have never seen before. It's quite remarkable. Not that I say he'd make a good president, because I can't tell you who it is, but I appreciate that aspect. And when I see that man, my wife thinks that I'm like him in a sense. You should be so lucky. Political operatives seeking the downfall of America always exploit the anger and the frustrations generated by the stresses they create. They also exploit the emotional atmospheres of disasters, as I said, as the 9/11 attack. For this reason, the mounting stress of post-Christianity in American family values are not surprising. There's pressure on you to be upset with people who are degenerates, who think oppositely to your virtues, and sort of scoff at them. When President George Bush was asked why he thought our country was divided, he said he didn't know. Even if he did, it wouldn't have been far too dangerous for him to admit. Crazy, isn't it? If the American-born haters of good succeed in corrupting our youth and children, which they have, the children will become the monkey army of the left, and not fully grasping the subtle mind games, Christians, whose country it is, watch helpfully as the evil ones confound, corrupt, and continue to convert their children to Marxism. We have a break here. I'm Roy Masters, Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes, free, with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
It's time to face the facts. If you don't conquer stress, stress will conquer you. Dr. George Hader, psychiatrist and diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
It's the only approach that I've ever seen in the whole field of psychology which allows you to become independent, which doesn't just set you up to take the next course in whatever type of psychology that you may be studying. It truly teaches you how to understand yourself and make decisions on your own and gradually grow as a person, become more confident and more effective.
Be still and know. Visit FHU.com and download the concentration exercise entitled Be Still and Know. Be Still and Know is rooted in ancient biblical principles that help you fight those unseen forces that up until now you have not understood. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. Be Still and Know and begin a new life free of fear, worry, and struggle.
Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence. Inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation titled Be Still and Know at FHU.com. You can also call the Foundation Monday through Friday at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Hello again. I was talking about the American born haters of good and how they're succeeding in corrupting our youth and turning our children into a monkey army of the left, and not fully grasping these subtle games, Christians, whose country it is, watch helplessly as the evil ones confound and corrupt the and convert their children. By default, university professors turn their students into communists. And bear in mind that their educators have the authoritarian power to impose their beliefs on the vulnerable children, knowing full well that these youngsters will defend the implanted beliefs as their very own against their own parents. I want you to know, so if you let your Christian son, who's kind of sweetly indoctrinated, innocently indoctrinated with verses and chapters, if he gets involved with a group of people such as I just described, and it could happen any evening, he comes home a little late, and he has been induced to smoke a marijuana cigarette, and he's spluttered and everything, and then he comes home, and his eyes are red, and his father says, "Why are your eyes are red? Why are they red?" And the son will go, "The good son, nothing, nothing, nothing," goes up to his room, and the father says, "What? Oh, overcome him? What is that? He would not know how to deal with that. He would not know how to cure it. He didn't know what kind of thing this is." He goes out as a Christian kid, and he comes home as an angry drug addict because he gave in to the pressure. Giving in to the pressure one time. And after a while, it becomes he needs his friends. Do you understand? We need evil if we are inflicted by it, infected by it, imprinted by it, by any means whatsoever. School is a very, very dangerous place to send your kids. Would you, for example, you leave your child there with those people for so many hours a day, and you go about your business and you feel free? And then you find this Ritalin and Prozac is what they need to keep attention. And all the strange behaviors and the strange things they teach the school, and you still give them to those schools and wait for the schools to get better for years and years and years and years and years and years. Do you understand the effect that it has on them and how much they hate you for putting them there? But that's the good ones. The bad ones enjoy the freedom from their parents. They enjoy the pleasures of perversity and the strange kinds of music. And what they've learned is nothing. And if they're good at something, and you listen carefully to this, if you won't mind. When you become a good student, with some exceptions, of course, but rare, and he gets all the good marks from all the junk he has to learn, and he gets a brownie button for that, then he is part of the system. He becomes a lawyer that knows how to defeat the Constitution and demoralize and turn things upside down and be proud of himself and get a reputation. In other words, what you're developing is the whole body of evil of Americans, born in Americans, but they think like communists. But since they're born into America, they actually believe they are taught to bring down the Constitution and to have a very improper lifestyle. And when they are psychiatrists and psychologists and people with degrees, like, you know, politicians, they will bring down this country. Born in America, but actually are communists, without knowing it. thinking that their thoughts and their degrees have given them the right to the pride. There's so many communists. There's so many kids been demoralized. So many kids who reject learning altogether. If that's learning, if that's America, I don't want nothing to do with it. If that's Christianity, I don't want nothing to do with it. And what they do, some of them make it, some of them do, and most of them don't. I told you in the very beginning, the founding father says, if you lose your virtue, you lose your country. It's as simple as that. If the American-born haters of good succeed in corrupting our youth, our children will become the monkey army of the left. Many of them will. And not fully grasping these subtle mind games. Christians, whose country this is, watch on helplessly as the evil ones confound and corrupt and convert their children into what was never meant to be. By default, university professors turn their children into communists. In order for them to get their degree, they have to go along with what's being taught to them, don't you see? And bear in mind that the educators have authoritarian power to impose their beliefs on vulnerable students, knowing full well that these youngsters will defend and implanted beliefs, no matter how ridiculous, as their very own, even against their own parents. Mind-altered students believe America is to blame, not only for their own meaningless life, but also for everything that's gone wrong with the world, on a signal, at a time planned, the converted will tear down their own country. In politics, nothing happens by chance. Bullies and child molesters are careful and politically protected for the purpose of promoting malignant climate of fear and anger in the general population. You've seen it. Wrongdoers are promoted, especially in government, punished somehow. They get unpunished somehow. They get their rights, which means we lose ours. And socially engineered tension is growing at an alarming state, all covered up very nicely by misleading term called the stress of everyday living. The stress of everyday living is a hypnotic state. It's an imposition of behavior on all of us. And you'll find it in music, you'll find it in church, you'll find it in the house, you'll find it everywhere. You have to learn to take the child out of the country. You can't, it's often says, you can take the boy out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the boy. That is what I'm trying to do with you, to take the country out of you. What's happened to our country is eating away in all of you, and eating away in such a way that you lose your children, and children lose themselves, and so on and so forth. I don't have to tell you all of that. We are surrounded by injustice, especially engineered to create a toxic emotional climate through which thinking is subtly altered and nudged towards the diabolical political agenda of communism. The downfall of America began with the destroying of the morals of the individual. It is just a matter of time when a brainwashed electorate will vote away the Constitution and bring an end to freedom as we know it forever. Beginning with empowerment, they've transferred the liberated woman's loyalty. I put liberated in italics. Liberated woman is not healthy. See? Her loyalty from her family to themselves. Then the fatherless children are delivered over to the strangers, government caretakers, and the seductive television media. You understand, when you give a woman when men are not, when men do not have virtue, they cannot contain the mischievousness of their wives and the effect they have on the children, especially when women know that they have now more advantage and more on the books for their advantage, so they can take advantage of their men, so the men can't stand up and use a strong voice and say, no, you put down the fruit, Eve, in a strong way, and she calls the police. And so those turning the men into little weasels. Yes, they're turning the men into weasels because women are glorified, and they've got everything for them. It's only causing the men to be more angry and violent and looking for love in all the wrong places. And of course, it's women again. So when the spider eats the fly, it becomes a spider. Likewise, when people violate your soul and eat out your heart, something of them transfers and transforms you. A lifetime of gradually feeling pieces of yourself, feeding pieces of yourself to others, changes you into one of them or a slave of one of them. The invasion of the body snatchers. Remember the movie, the meaning of the movie? The invasion of the body snatchers is coming to reality. Nearly everyone in the world is being transformed. And so now, the brave new world, you dare not cry for help. Remember the story of that. And in order to become one of them, your awareness must be put to sleep, first with anger, and then with permanently with painkillers provided for you. Evil, you know, I'm just a little tongue-tied here. Either, yes, it's evil, but it's legal or illegal. It doesn't make any difference. It has the same effect of putting your consciousness out, which is vital in seeing the enemy and routing him. The enemy knows that you're watching, and it puts it out, the watcher. Be right back. Yes, may I suggest, ladies and gentlemen, that this program is supported by your generous donations. Thank you. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. And let me see. The phone number for the office is 825 for a live person who knows more than the operator does. But we do have an operator, a good team. And you can call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But if you want to talk to someone who knows a lot more than the operator and takes your orders at any time of day or night, you need to call the office. It's 800-877-3227. 800-877-3227. That's business hours, West Coast time. And we have, if you would like to tune in to my website or the foundation, this is mine, it's not mine, I'm just the figurehead here. I'm the president of the Foundation of Human Understanding. I started many years ago. But if you would like to go to my website, then it's very easy to download your iPhone with a 7-minute meditation at no cost. And may I suggest you don't proselytize. Just say, when you're sitting next to someone, when you come to the subject matter, you ever have anxiety? Yes, I do. I said, you know what? I've got something for you. Here's the number. And the number is antidoteforall.com, antidoteforall.com. Don't be too pushy. Just be, matter of fact, it'll help you. And be amazing. Of course, your friend may not like you for that because there's something on there that's a little scary for them. So people who don't want to go to the other side, if you know what I mean, the good side there is. They want to stay at the bad side. And they begin to see where you're coming from. And you might find some inconvenience where they will talk to you from that day onwards and lose your friendship, which you need to use anyway. You need to get rid of those friends, but you do it naturally by just being true to yourself.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, in order to become one of them, if you know what I mean, your awareness must be put to sleep. First with anger, then permanently with painkillers and certain forms of perverse pleasures. Yes, perverse. So the more you get, feel better, the worse you become. The worse you become, the more you have need or love for something that will rise to the occasion of your need, being it beer, alcohol, drugs themselves, whatever it is, smoking pot, sniffing glue, takes the pain away. Anything that takes the pain away is drawing you away from salvation and giving you a temporary salvation, the aftermath which is much worse. So, in order to become one of them, you don't want to, of course, your awareness must be put to sleep. How? By making you angry. And then once you're angry, you got guilty. You can't serve two masters. You can't be upset, be angry all the time. Because anger and resentment and judgment, you put them all in a pot, they're all the same thing. Secret judgment, open judgment, expressed judgment, repressed in judgment. That is the worst one. And you can have a pleasant face while you feel better than the person you're projecting your own faults onto them. And the victims feel that projection of you looking down at them, and they're going to be affected by that, just the way you were affected when you were young. Your parents looked down their nose at you, or people looked down their nose at you. It made you look like nothing, and you felt like nothing, and you took on their feelings about yourself. That's got to stop. So, as you can see, this message comes to you with an offer of help from a survivor, one who is neither rebel or conformist. I don't love a lot. I don't hate any. I don't love anything. I don't love your life. Your love is a lie. Your love is a desire for something, a horrible desire for something to make you feel better. And reward the person with your servitude for his service from hell. See? So, you become dependent and on people's approval, and then find yourself a slave, so quietly. But you're so addicted to it, you have to do what you're told. You must oblige, lest you not get that false sense of security that makes you worse, more hungry, until nothing satisfies and you commit suicide or die from a horrible disease. As a child, you indeed need good reason to resent. You had good reason to resent school parents, even in this country. Little did you know that when you overreacted to all that injustice around you and crazy misdirection and miseducation, you did exactly, you conformed to exactly what they wanted you to do, and you had no choice because your mother and father wanted you to have good marks. And these marks are not good marks, they're bad marks. Then, slowly but surely against your will, they began transforming you into one of them. Resentful, self-crazed, drugged, and drunk, you fell into the permanent sleep of doubting your own sensibility and trusting the sufferings of the experts of the matrix, so to speak. Then, you couldn't possibly know that your rebellion and conformity was destined to make you into one of them. Unless you can stop being so resentful and blaming and doing unto others what was done unto you, escape from this particular role I'm discussing with you that everybody has is futile. Futile. Childhood is where that programming of the flesh began, and where the political embodiment of paradise lost is just slipped inside. You lost it. You had it when you were a child, and when you came into the world, you were born into sin. There it is, but I keep saying the same thing. When you're born, you come into an environment that's not healthy. It was better when I was here. When you come into, the Americas were different from they are now. America is not the same place, isn't the same people. And they're killing the old ones at a rate of 500,000 a year. 500,000 a year, they're killing your grandparents without realizing it. I've been through it. I know it. They do it to me, they do it to you, don't worry. I had a good son to take care of me, thank you. I wouldn't be alive today. They're not treating the symptoms. I mean, they're not treating the problem, they don't care. You're old, they just leave you alone to die. Pretending to be nice to you, a few nurses. That's it. The nurses are pretty nice. I can't gripe them. You got 500,000 older people dying. Do you understand? It's all part of a scheme. It doesn't need to be that way. There are hospitals that are set up so that you will die. There are no doctors on the floor, only nurses. So it takes 3 hours for you to get something that could save your life. It's lost in minutes, seconds. It's the same with your VA. They're killing your soldiers, same way. Waiting and waiting for help. Oh, good Lord. It's the end of the program. The pamphlet that I was reading on and off is called The Altered Mind, Sympathy for the Devil. I'm not very good at reading, but I thought I'd do a little reading tonight because I'd like to sell you this pamphlet. Go to my website, fhu.com, and look for books. Press books, and then booklets and pamphlets show up. And look for that name, The Altered Mind. Sympathy for the Devil. Support the program, Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528.